go through a tshuva from Rav Moshe and plus others. The tshuva is on page 11.
Page 11.
Yeah. So the tshuva is the bedover lishros near b'mayim mekanechas hashulchu v'kadoma. Can you take a chvase like a napkin and go to the faucet, wet it, and then clean the table with the wet napkin on Shabbos? So he goes through the whole inyan, and we'll go through it. He says, "Lishros niyar b'mayim lekanech ezedover u'mashlichen li'ibud." So the first thing is, do you violate a malacha when you take the napkin and you put it under the faucet? Maybe that's malabin. So he says, "Poshut she'ein lasser de loshayach malabin b'niyar olech li'ibud." That's the first thing he says. That in other words, if you would take a cloth and you would take it and put it under the sink, so that could be a shayla of malabin. But if you're taking something disposable and you're putting it under the faucet, that's not malabin, because you can't speak about being malabin something that you're throwing away.
Paper towel.
Yeah. So it's holach li'ibud, so it's not shayla to speak about malabin. Vavim hu niyar shenishar kayem. Nami lo mislab bein b'mayim lo miskalkel shesrei b'mayim lo yochus al aniyah lo tzei b'mayim imenu. He says, and even if it's a thicker paper, but l'maisa, there's no leaven. V'adiv mi begit ha'osri lifros al ha'chovi shemuto mishum she'enu choshesh l'sochto v'nir af b'chol nir enu choshesh l'chosochto. Because no one's going to wring it out. Choshka sheholach li'ibud o'imayim she'en locho she'yishchut. Ach ulai domi l'sfug she'tzorach l'beis achiza. In other words, but maybe when you are going to press on the, when you're going to clean it, you're going to press, so then maybe that's chita. Maybe that's chita. Achulai domi l'spug shetzarach l'beis achizim shum shagam b'mayim hu b'schita de mefarek de pas l'shlosh natur. So that's the question. Is it a type of schita? So he says, aval mistaber, the first line of the line is mistaber. Mistaber de v'nir ein l'hachshiv zeh l'schita de lo nivla b'toch hanir. So he wants to say that it's not absorbed. We'll have to see what that means. What do you mean it's not absorbed? It's absorbed a little bit, not absorbed. Afshal kol parim yesh lesser midrabanan. But maybe it still should be an isid rabanan. Page 11, maybe. Tagam b'seyer shavadeh lo nivla osu midrabanan. In other words, if you hold ein schita b'seir, because it doesn't absorb, the hair doesn't absorb the, but it's still also midrabanan. Kedisa v'magid mishne perak tes mishabes aloch yudalf. Mikol mokum came into einu b'toch kli v'gam ein derech lischot mayim minir klal lo tzorach hamayim v'lo l'mabe v'einu miskavon l'zeh yesh l'hatyer. So he says that there are different snifim l'kula. He says, "Ein derech lischot." It's not the derech to be soched mayim from near, and therefore, and it's not really nivla. So chanam igatayti l'tivusa. V'gam efshar lekep sikreisha b'near. Shein machzikim b'chazoka el kfima shein izdabim shavadeh in lesov lo miskavim lischot. And he says he doesn't think it's really a psikreshe, so he thinks it's okay.
Wait, how does it know schita? So the classical case of schita is a sponge, right, which absorbs water, and when you squeeze it, the water comes out. So if you have a thick thing of hairs and you twist the hairs and there's water in there, it'll come out. Or if there's a paper towel, there's still water.
Oh, so let's see. So first we have to see one thing. Take a look on page 8. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Mehem Heyem and Aleph. He says, Gufa. Kivashim Shesochtom. Because you have like pickles that are soaked in the juice there, and you squeeze it. So Amar Rav Lagufan Mutar, if you're squeezing it because you want to soften the pickle, so it's mutter. Lemei Mehen, but if you want the juice, if you want to squeeze out the juice, Pater Avalosa. Meaning, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So why is it only an Issa D'Rabbanan? Why isn't it Schita Mamish?
The Jews is also, no?
Yes, why is it only Schita? So look at Rashi. Pater, She'ein ze mefarek, She'ein ha'mashke haze yotze min ha'gvashim, She'logodol besochan. He says that the Rashi Shita is that Schita D'Raisa is only... Oh. If it's natural. In other words, you take a grape or something, squeeze it out. That's natural. But if something that came into a solid not naturally, and now you're squeezing, so he says that will not be an Issa D'Raisa.
So an orange is D'Raisa?
Well, an orange has a different reason for D'Rabbanan because it's Mzeya Ba'alma. But say Zeisim Vanovim.
Right.
So Zeisim Vanovim, that's a D'Raisa. You squeeze grapes, olives. So that was Godol Besocho, the liquid. It was naturally, but if something came into the pickles, say you have the pickle and then you put it in vinegar or something like that, some type of brine, and now you squeeze it out, the juice, so Rashi Shita is, based on this Gemara, it's only D'Rabbanan. Because the thing that you're squeezing out came in later.
But there's it's also not in that even when you squeeze a cucumber without it being in brine, you'll still get some liquid out of there.
Yeah, but he's talking about squeezing the vinegar that you squeeze.
Squeezing the vinegar out, even though that there's still a little bit in there. So
you're squeezing the vinegar out. So Ramela,
very hard to squeeze out liquid from a cucumber, no? From a raw cucumber.
No, I'm saying a little bit comes out. I mean,
but let's take the pickles. You buy a jar of pickles. You know they're in the
swimming in the stuff,
and then you squeeze. So Rashi says that's only D'Rabbanan. So some want to say that maybe the whole discussion of about squeezing the you see, if you take a washcloth and you put it in water and you squeeze that, so there are two issues. There's one, schita, and one is libun, because you're making it clean. Right. So you have two issues there by a washcloth. But here, it's not a washcloth, it's a piece of paper. It's a napkin or something like that. So then, malaben you don't have, even though the water's coming out and makes it look better, but it's l'holech le'ibud. And in terms of the other thing, the water that might be coming out of the napkin, so if you're not mechavein, so then you're not mechavein. But even if it's a psikreshe, but maybe it's only a derabanan. So I want to say, based on this Rashi, because lemaisa, it doesn't naturally grow in the thing. It's not like zeisim vanovim. It came in mibachutz, and now you're squeezing it out. So we're starting off with only a derabanan. We're starting off only with derabanan. So
asking lemaisa like this Rashi.
So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see in a second. Now, let me show you something else. So that's one thing. Then take a look on page 4. Halacha Tezvav, we go further in. The line that begins Shema, Shema Yavol Udei Schita. He says, Ve'ein mekanchi besfug, elim ken yesh lo beis achiza, shelo yischot. On page 4. He says, you can't use a sponge on Shabbos unless there's what? A handle. Because if you're going to use a wet sponge, the second you're going to grasp it in your hand, he's going to do schita. So the Rambam says you need a base achiza. You need a stick that's coming out of it. So the Ravid says he doesn't understand. Because of a Ravid, Hatzarfotim mefarshim kein kashli b'sheish lo base achiza may havi. I don't understand. Even if you have a stick, that you're not putting it in your hand. But once you're taking the stick, you're going to put it on the table. You're going to do schita also. So what do you accomplish? He says, oh, you can't put it in your hand. You need to take a stick, and with a stick. But what's that going to help? If it's a wet sponge, there's going to be what? There's going to be schita also with the wet sponge. So he says, Vani Omer, Kevin sheyesh lo beis achiza, havalei kitzlochis malei amayim, shemerik mimen amayim. Havalei kshein lo beis achiza, osu l'sochto. So he says like this, that if it has a stick, it has a handle, so then the way Rav Shechter once explained it is, so we view the whole enterprise as like a kli, like a cup. So just like you can take a cup and you can pour out of the cup, so too, if you have a beis achiza, so that we don't view it as chita, we view it as like pouring from a cup. That's the Ravid shita. Well, so zazoy. There is a famous machloikus rishonim in the Gemara in Ksubas on page 3, in the Toysus, you have Vavam and Aleph.
So those like Shabbos things that you wash dishes with that have the handle, usually have a scrubber on it. So if it had like a sponge underneath, according to the Ravid, it would be okay.
According to the Ravid. So there's a machlokes rishonim about psik resha delo nichalei. In other words, we discussed, say you schlep a chair on the ground and you make a furrow. And you're not machavin, you just want to put the chair because you want the chair next to you, you want the fellow to sit next to you, so you schlep the chair. But lemaisa, you created a furrow. So you violated it, but it was ain't a machavin. It was ain't a machavin, but lemaisa, it was a psikreshe, so it's us. But the orach shita is, but if it's lo nichale, and many learn lo nichale means lo ichpasle, he couldn't care less, lo ichpasle, so then it is what? It's mutter. A psikreshe lo nichale is mutter. And Toysis argues and says, no, it's still an Issa D'Rabbanan. Still an Issa D'Rabbanan. So how do we paskin on this Shaila? About Psik Resha D'Lo Nichalei. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 6, he says like this. Look in Sif Yud Ches, page 6. Chavis shepakako bepkach shel pishtun. You see, you had a barrel, and the barrel had a hole. So you fill up the hole with some type of sponge that you fill up the hole with. That was the seal. But when you're going to put that thing in the hole, the wine is going to be squeezed out because it was like a sponge that was wet. So once you try to stop up the hole, the wine is going to come out, and you violate. So he says like this: Yesh mi shemati lasiro afal pishiyef shalo yischot. He says, you could take this wet sponge that's wet from the wine and put it in and out of the hole. Even though every time you put it in and out of the hole, you're going to squeeze out the wine. He says, it's okay. V'usha lo itach tli, kevin she'eno nena b'schita zu, have a psik resha. You have to go two lines down. Whereas, even though, if you put it from the side, if the opening's from the side, so you press, so the wine's going to come down, so it'll spill on the floor. So it's lo nichale. So even though it's inevitable, it's going to happen, but that's called psik resha de lo nichale. And psik resha de lo nichale, this day in Shulchan Aruch holds, is mutter. That's the Aruch's opinion. V'cholku alav. So others argued with him, with the Aruch. For Amru da'aval gav de lo nichale, came into psik resha lo osur. Right? V'ha'oilom nogim heter bedover. He says, but the oilom is noig heter to be making a secretion on nichle. V'yesh lamed elim tzchus to kevin shabar zarucho chutz le'oros ein magaz le'oros mutter midi havi asvug sheish lo beis achiza. So he says that he's willing to, the oilom is noig heter, but you can melamed tzchus on them in the case where there's a stick coming out, because at least there you have the way some explain, you have the shitas haravid falazachan. Because the haravid says, whenever there's a stick, so you press, like Rav Shechter explained, it's like pouring from a cup. Page 7. So he says that but the best thing is that just don't put a kli on the, but that, so you see over here that the Shulchan Aruch secretion of lichle is a machlokes, but if you have another tzad kula, then you could go more than kula. So that's what Moshe says, when you wash with the wipe or something like that, so he says that you have another tzad kula here, because if you use, because it's not, maybe it's not totally absorbed, and it's not derech bekach. So as long as you have tut studim lakula, so he thinks he can be mako. Now there's a din in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what Rav Moshe says. He thinks that there's no, he doesn't think it's a psik reshi, and he thinks he have tarti l'tivusa because it's ein derech bekach, and it's not nivla, and therefore he's mekel. Rav Tzivtzei Chasek Frank has another kula. He says like this. He says, first let's look in the Gemara in Yuma on page 9. Amalei, Ein Chesem Ralph in Yuma. Amalei Rav, play the Rav Yosef Berei, the Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Bar Berei. Ta'imulach Milsadam, Alsid Hav Ovid Avuch, the Pachas Hailo Me'erv Yom Kippur. He had a some type of cloth, an Erev Yom Kippur, v'shora osa b'mayim, and he would put it in the water, an Erev Yom Kippur, v'osa osa kimin kelim neguvim, and he would let it dry up a little bit, u'lamocha mekanech b'ponav yod v'raglif, and on Yom Kippur, he would put that towel that was wet an Erev Yom Kippur, by Erev Yom Kippur, but now it sort of dried up yet, but it's still somewhat refreshing, because it's still has some wetness to it. You can put on your face on Yom Kippur. That's page 9. That's Gemara in Yuma Ein Chesem Rav. He says, "I'm here." Hayolom be'erev Yom Kippur mitpachas. First word line is mitpachas. Hayolom be'erev Yom Kippur. V'shor osa b'mayim. Also, so kimin kalem neguvim and mocham rab kaneh ba panav yad v'raglof. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi, he says, page 375 on page 12. Tzvi Pesach Frank on page 12. Says the following. The achshav, the bottom of the page, on the right side. The achshav, nachshu alinyim, the kanech bekelim retuvim b'mayim. He says that normally, we say you shouldn't take something that's wet and use it on Shabbos because it could be schita. So why in Yom Kippur that's okay? Why do we let you take the, and it's still wet, Lamaisa, on Yom Kippur. You might wet it on Erev Yom Kippur, you let it dry off a little, but it's still wet. So why is that mutter? He says like this, Now, communion is that Nikra Shamayim Ochim Limim Meshe'en Kem Indion Didon Yishlomar Teim Ezeh Mishum Laben Dechol HaChashash Shoschita ובשעס הכינוח. ובשעס הכינוח הרי מלאך לכו הסניר. ואיך אפשר לומר שהכינוח בנים, in other words, he says, you can't say that that's called מלאבין. Because what he's saying, in other words, when you squeeze something, you squeeze a washcloth. So that's called מלאבין. But if the second you're squeezing it, you're to clean something up, you're getting it dirty. So you can't. So true, maybe it's malabim mitzad that the water's coming out, but at the same second you're soiling the thing. So the net gain loss is that it looks, dirty. So how can you call that malabim? וכל חשש של שחית הוא בשעת חינוך, בשעת חינוך, הרי מלאך לכו הסניר. So that's what he says over here. So בקיצר, so that's another סברה to be made of. That he's saying that whatever malabin is taking place at this point is counteracted by the fact that it's getting dirty. The fact that it's getting dirty. Now there's another interesting Rashi on page 13. there is a discussion of how they poured the wine on the Mizbeach. Right? You pour wine on the Mizbeach. But the problem is, when you pour wine on the Mizbeach, don't you violate the Isser of Eish al Mizbeach Tukad Bolo Sechbeh? So how does it work? How do you pour the wine in the Mizbeach? Aren't you going to extinguish the fire? Aren't you going to extinguish the fire? So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's dependent upon the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Dov Hashenim Skavein is Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dov Hashenim Skavein is Aser. So according to, like Rav Shecht explained, according to Rabbi Shimon, you should be able to put it on to pour on the fire, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you're not mechaving to, you just want to, you're not mechaving to extinguish the fire, you're mechaving just to put the wine on the mizbeach. So Rashi says an unbelievable thing. Take a look at the bottom. Shmuel Rav Shimon came into Ein Mizkaven Chabos Ein Lo Sichba Raya Lav Leser Lemekar Mashpusa. He says like this, that when you pour the wine on the Mizbeach, you could really pour it very small increments, and then it won't go out. So even if you choose to pour it with big amounts, and it will go out, that's not called a psikreshe. Because psikreshe means it's inevitable to happen, but if you could, but it doesn't mean inevitable to happen in this way you're doing it now. Because if you, theoretically, since you could have done it by pouring a little bit, so even when you pour a lot, it's considered not a, that's a big chiddush, because you would think that when you pour a lot, that's a psikreshe. If you pour a little, it's not. So Rashi says, no. Whenever potentially you could pour a little bit, so even when you pour a lot, it's not a psik reshi. That's what Rashi says. So, Rav Vosner in the Shevet Halevi, he says like this. He has a tshuva here on page 20. About these wipes. Oh. He says, "Is that kama shekibaldim tova yoka shanishal b'inyan shereskadish b'achrona v'shtamish b'magvonim lachos?" Right, those are the
wet wipes.
Asuim minir obad she'ena oro kedei lanakos atinok. Right, everyone as a baby knows about the wipes. This is the shail of the baby wipes. So he says like this. Habe omrim she'ein tzar chlal litcho. Kedai v'vadei lochus hachitzona. Different opinions. Some say, you know, so he says, so one thing he says is, Iker, he says, really, you don't have to press down, because it's enough liquid on the external. So even if it'll happen that you did press down, it still will be what? And that's the idea that we said before, that cholsha efshar lasos belip sikreshe. So even if you did, like Rashi said, since you could do it light, so even though you choose to do it a little bit heavy, it's still called the dovishenu miskavi.
Moshe Weiss also has a tshuva on that.
Yeah, he has. He's matir.
He's matir, but he also, I think he says, I don't remember, but it's maybe because they're manufactured without the water. What was it like?
I put him in next week's packet. He's in next week's packet.
This one, what a riot.
Who?
Rambam held like this also.
Rapsik.
Is it like Rashi?
The Rashi, yeah.
The
what is
it? From the Rambam. Shita's Kodin of Pesach. From the Gemara. Shita's Kodin of Pesach. The Rambam was the one. And then goes like Rashi.
Yeah. Well, so that's another svara, and then he says, and then he says the idea of, that it's disposable, etc. So, if you take a look. There's a feast here in the Shulchan Aruch says on page 15. The Shulchan Aruch says Mutar Litein Mayim Al Gabi Minol L'Sachsecho, and that's what we're going to talk about in the future shiur. That you could put water on your shoe. Why? Because it's not absorbed, it's leather. So leather doesn't have, you can't rub it on. But say you just, some water got, you put some water on it, so and you didn't, you know, just pour a little water on it. You know, some dirt got on it. So you take a little seltzer, you know, pour some, so he says, you can pour a little on Gabi Mil Sachsacha of Al Kapso, but to be Meshaf Sheif not. You can't rub it. Even by ore. Tayashim Shafsev Tsidoze Al Tsidoze Asr. Of Al Begit Sheishal of Lichluch. But if you have, the example I've been giving is you had some ketchup got on your tie. You go to the faucet. And you put the tie under the faucet, so that's an issa. That could be an issa deraisa to do that, because that's mamish lichluch. I don't know if there really should be a difference, because the maisa once it gets there, it's. You know, it's going to be malach lechet. As soon as it falls on your thing, it's, you know, even if you get it right away, it's still, there's lichluch there. So, best is not. Obviously, it's beggar change
alone. Take off the mamashas, even take off the.
Well, the mamashas may be the outer layer, but that's without water. That's to take a dry napkin and wipe it off a little bit. Right, but I'm talking about the going to the faucet. And, he said, I'm a beggar chasing of lichluch, also a feeble saxical, vizel kibuso, el mechancho besmartut, bekal. He says, you take a dry cloth, velo bedochach pen yischot. But that's if something's there. Oh, so if you look in the Lavush, he says an unbelievable thing. That you get upset with the Lavush. The Lavush says on page 17, Mayim al gabi minol sachsecho. Says you can put on the leather, okay. Aval chapso the hainu, next page, 18. Shemeshafte tzidozel tzidozel aser. The gabi kliorzel kibuso. Of a beged sheyeshal of beged, but if it's not ore, it's a cloth sheyeshal of lichluch. If you have some lichluch on the cloth, asa afilu l'sachsecho. Then you can't put any, you can't put water on it. Shazel kibuso. So ela mekancho besmartut. But look what he says. Now everyone gets angry with him. Besmartut lach. In other words, Pashupsha smarta means a dry cloth. He's saying what? Even a wet cloth. Elam kambas smarta lach bakal v'lo b'dochak pen yitzchot. So look in the Eliyahu Rabbah on page 19. This is because everyone gets excited here. He says, Sarach Ian, the Nolan de Mutter Afilu Balach. For easy, Muzio de Lomad Mimasha Kosa Beis Yosef Tov Likach Smartot Lochov Mocha Matinov Bekal Lochov Ben Yitzchot. So he says, maybe it's Masha from the Beis Yosef. Because the Beis Yosef says, don't press. So if it's not wet, does not speak about pressing. So by the fact that it says don't, the Beis Yosef don't press, Mashman is wet a little bit. The Kachalim, my Yischot, he loved the smartud lachu. But listen, lachu, lo yichayich elab mochum, say, alchach chosim, lachu, lachu, mochum, lachu. V'hu nochum. Ad kan. So he says that He says, no, if the tinofes is lach, then that's also going to be schita if you press. So the smarto, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, of course has to be dry, or else you're putting liquid whereas can you take the ketchup fell here, can you take a baby wipe and so the Eliyahu Rabbah was mashma maybe yes, right? And that's why not the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Lavush, because he says smartut lach. He says, smartud lach. So he says, lo nehira, dav smartud yovish. He says, no, it's talking about smartud yovish. So the question is, it's a pella. So that's a chiddush. So the question is, what's pshat in the levush? Why, in other words, most of us would think that it's a nisa deraisa what the levush was matir. In other words, unless he's saying that if you pour some water on it, so that's a deraisa. If I go to the sink and I turn on the faucet and there's some ketchup, there's a daraisa. But if a person doesn't pour, just puts so the levush seemingly says maybe that's okay. And the other achronim, they all jump on him. The other rabbi, he says no. Once you put any liquid on it, then you violate a daraisa. I think we're normally machmir against this levush.
What do you say about the woman who has the child who urinates on her? She can take.
So that we did last week. That the woman, the child urinated on the mother. So we did last week to wash her hands and dry it on her skirt because she's. To just minimize the smell of the. But she's not really machaving to clean it, because she's not going to get it clean. So it's just going to bavat all the meiraglayim. So over here we're talking about a person's machaving. His mamish machaving to... So that's the chiddush of this levush. He says, al chabso d'haynu shemishafsh shevzi aval begit sheshav lichol also afil v'sachschol zel kibuso al mekancho b'smartot. The Eliyahu Rabbah says smartud means a rag, a dry rag. That's Eliyahu Rabbah. And the Levush says smartud lach. So that's what everyone gets upset with the lavush, because lachor, once it's lach, then it's already you're doing kibbutz on the unless he's machalik between pouring water on it, putting water on it, or just doing a little just coating it with a little bit of liquid. I guess he holds that maybe that's not called. I think generally we're machmir in this. Not to put, once you put any water, you're dealing, but at least maybe the levush is a limud zchus. A limud zchus for the people that don't know any better. And they take, you see, when Ramosha was Mako to take a napkin and wet the napkin, and but that's not on a cloth face, on a plastic or something like that, but on the wooden table or something like that. But but if you take the baby wipe, you put it on this, that could be a daraisa. But the levush was Mako. Levush said that the smartut could even be a smartut lach. I guess just taking a cloth that's wet. I guess he holds is not.
What about doing it out of sequence? So, you have stuff on the table. So you pour water on the table and then you wipe it with a rag or something. What? You're not wetting the cloth. From the outset. My son has chocolate over his face or something. So can I just put water on his face and then wipe it with a hand towel or something? Instead of wetting the towel?
No, I would just get a baby wipe.
In a limited circumstance.
Limited circumstance?
Because you're not wetting the towel. You're really just using the towel to wipe up.
Yeah, in other words, it was put the water
on the surface of whatever it is.
On the
face or on the table or whatever.
Yeah.
And then...
But then it's just clean water at this point. You're treading with very thin, right. Thin ice. You're treading on thin ice.
But why? What's the problem with that?
What I would do, I would tell you, do what Rav Moshe said. Take a napkin.
Okay, fine. So
take a napkin
instead of a towel.
Yeah, because once you're doing with a napkin, so then
there's
you don't
need.
There's no libra.
Right. Okay.
So that's the first thing you have to know in life. Use a napkin over. Whenever you're dealing with cloth and water, those two things on Shabbos don't go together well.
Right. Then you deal. It
doesn't end well.
And what if you spill water on the countertop? You should use a cloth, not a towel. If a thing spills or something, to wipe it up.
So that derech lichluch. In other words, we hold that you can wash netilas yadayim. You can wash, then dry your hands on the towel. Right? The answer is that's derech lichluch. Even though you're putting water on the towel, that's derech lichluch. So whenever it's derech lichluch, there's somebody showing them that a makel on derech lichluch.
Most of the times, whatever spilling on the counter is derech lichluch.
Yeah, usually something spills on the counter, it's derech lichluch.
The faucet's miss or whatever, and it spisses all over there.
But I'm very excited about the levush. You know, we're going to do Bez Hashem when we get to Kosev, the famous Bachlo, Rabbi Yag likes to talk about the famous Bachlokis between the levush and the Ramah. About when, the library books, when they have the stamps on the, whether you're allowed to open that on Shabbos.
Library books.
Yeah, Rabbi Yagi told me when the Gottesman Library first started.
They don't do it anymore. They used to do it.
He tried to tell them not to put, because the Levush holds that it could be a Nisa Daraisa, and the Ramah says it's Mutter. Ramah says it's Mutter. Because the Ramah says it's like when you open a chair on Shabbos. That's not Bona, because it's made to be open and closed. It's already in place. You're not doing anything. So the Ramos says the same thing. No one's going to say to close this door on Shabbos, that's boine. Right? Because it's already in place. So when you shut the door, why do you say it's boina? It's not boina, it was already in place. If this wouldn't be in place, and I would take a door and I put it on the thing, that would be boina. But it's already in the hinges. So it's open now. So when I close the door, you don't say, I'm being boina now. This is already, it's already in place.
So the mice, I
can never bring myself to do it, because I say to myself, how could I be learning, and at the time I'm learning, there should be a shaila that I'm being b'chal Shabbos. I can't be soivel such a thing. You know, so I never, even though there's plenty to say, l'kula.
That, did you leave like a bookmark in it before Shabbos?
That's what some people say, but I don't know if that really... Yeah, they try to do these things, yeah. But, okay, so this is the machloikah. So the Rav Moshe was permitted to clean up with the disposable, and then, but once you put it on the you have the ketchup on your thing, you go on the thing, on the faucet, that could be a deraisa. So they take a smartut, so the push-up shot means it's dry. So vush was mechadish, even the smartut that was wet, I guess he holds that's not derech kibus, it's just a little bit of liquid on a smartut. But that's a big chiddush that the Levush was saying. So everyone else gangs up on him. And Eliyahu Rabba doesn't like what he's saying. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem will continue next. Okay, so next.